Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lou Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Hans. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Hans. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting third. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mike Shannon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bobby Tolan. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick Schofield. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dal Maxville. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nelson Briles. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Nelson Briles. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shannon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Flood. The throw from Hundley and he is out, Kessinger applying the tag. Two outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shannon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Maxville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Shannon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo juggles the ball. That's an error on Santo. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cepeda moves to second. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Cepeda moves to third. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans bunts in front of the plate. Edwards fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville strikes out. One out. Nelson Briles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hans fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beckert moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo strikes out. Edwards throws to third, and they've got Beckert trapped. The throw to Edwards, and Beckert is tagged out for the double play. There goes Williams. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Beckert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. Cepeda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cepeda. The throw from Hundley and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Shannon hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shannon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Hundley reaches second base with a double. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans is 0 for 0 in the game. Hans is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0 for 1 in the game. Tolan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Cardinals. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Schofield hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxville takes first base on ball 4. Nelson Briles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briles is 0 for 1 in the game. Briles strikes out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger bunts towards third. Shannon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Tolan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo strikes out. There goes Kessinger. The throw from Edwards and Kessinger is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hundley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Maxville fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tolan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Tolan reaches second base with a double. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tolan moves to third. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley drops the ball. It gets behind him. There goes Tolan. The throw to hands covering the plate. The slide. Tolan is out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-2 in the game. Schofield hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Maxville hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Spangler pinch hits for Bill Hands. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger bunts in front of the plate. Edwards fields it and throws to first for the out. Spangler moves to second. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Beckert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Phil Regan now pitching. Nelson Bryles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryles is 0-for-2 in the game. Bryles hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-3 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Reagan covering, for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Flood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 1. And the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 1, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.